We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years in counting. Your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
I'm the Great Dane Hilldale. Happy New Year and welcome to the Greg Gard Show, our first radio installment of the Coach's Show in calendar year 2020. And some fun things to talk about for Coach Gard and his Badgers. Couple of wins last week, a New Year's Eve home victory against Rider. And then last Friday in Columbus, as Big Ten play resumed, the Wisconsin Badgers went into Value City Arena and defeated the then fifth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes 61-57. Nate Reavers with 17 points, 9 rebounds. Kobe King with 13. And boy, what a performance by freshman Tyler Wall. 7 rebounds in that game, 5 on the offensive glass, couple of assists and 3 steals as the Badgers had a happy flight back to Madison after a 61-57 win against Ohio State that improves the Badgers' record to 9-5 as Wisconsin now has won 4 straight. And 2-1 in the Big Ten Conference, as the league slate will continue for the Badgers on Wednesday night at the Kohl Center against the Illinois Fighting Illini, a team that in its own right coming off a dominating performance last night against the Purdue Boilermakers. Illinois defeating Purdue 63-37. The Boilermakers hitting just 15 of 60 shots from the field. Alan Griffin coming off the bench for the Illini, 16 points and 12 rebounds in that game. Griffin, one of 3 Illinois players to score in double figures. It is a formidable looking team. We'll be saying that pretty much to every opponent the Badgers face in conference play. We are at the Great Dane Hilldale. It's your official coaches show sponsor along our Badger network and Madison's best friend for some 25 years. We'll take a break. We'll get things started with Coach Gard in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Check out our huge selection of floor and wall tile. Ronyo tiles are beautiful and durable. They're easy to maintain and add style to any room. Get 6x36 Fenwood porcelain tile for $346 each after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
This is the Great Guard Show. We are at the Great Dane Hilldale. Nice crowd out here tonight as the post-holiday party's going on right now. And good to see that on a Monday night as we jump back into Big Ten basketball, watching the Badgers beat Ohio State in Columbus on Friday night, hosting Illinois Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at the Kohl Center, then right back on the road against Penn State on Saturday afternoon. First Happy New Year, and man, what a performance. You know, you go around town, people talking about it, checked out your team on Friday night. That's is there an example, Greg, of the formula doesn't lie? If they do, if just kind of follow the plan, good things can happen.
And just a credit to the whole team, just because it was a lot of different contributions from a lot of different places, and they all didn't maybe make their way onto the stat sheet, but you know, we say that a lot. Just try to find a way, no matter how we do it, who does it. Just make sure somebody in a Wisconsin jersey is contributing. And we got it from a lot of different places on Friday night.
Well, we talked a little bit about Tyler Wahl right after the game.
Right.
Just what he brought. He's been bringing that energy all season long, though, hasn't he?
He has, you know, and I think he's gotten more comfortable with his role and understanding that that's what he needs to do. Come in and, you know, fly all over the place, grab some rebounds. Don't worry about the scoring that will come as he gets older. But, you know, that's a great weapon, so to speak, to bring off the bench, somebody like that. And you have a Pritzel and obviously Potter and Trevor. I think four guys that are really starting to embrace and appreciate and do a good job of, you know, helping us step on the gas. I mean, Trevor came in the last part of the first half and, you know, we got two quick threes, one by him and one by Aleem, as the pace got picked up a little bit there at the end. And obviously what Tyler did, Brevin did, and Micah was able to got us going a little bit. He was the first guy to score. It seemed like it was going to take us forever to score. you know, just keep finding a way, and different night, it's going to be a different guy.
Yeah, you mentioned everybody contributed. All nine guys brought something to the party. You know, if it's somebody hitting a three, obviously, you know, Tyler with everything that he did. But the definition of a team win, and hey, sometimes too, it's not how many, it's when. You know, you look at Dimitri Trice, you see 6 points, but man,
two
they
big
all
baskets
mattered.
Late. Yeah, two big baskets that he got to the rim finally, and then made two big free throws after Tyler got the rebound in the last minute to put us up, obviously three then at that point. But you know, just there's going to be nights when it's going to be Dimitri Trice making baskets. There's going to be nights when it's not. We've got to continue to find the ways. To make sure our whole team continues to find a way, which, like I said, proud of how they played and just gritty. Just you wouldn't give in and kept battling back, even getting down a couple times first half, second half, and wouldn't relinquish and kept fighting back. And it's a sign of a team starting to come together and becoming more comfortable with each other.
Defensively, what was the key over the last 5 minutes of the game where you kept the ball out of the low post?
Well, I think it's part the person on the ball or on Wesson for most part. You know, it was Nate during that stretch for the most part. It's ball pressure. It's being present in the other areas that you can cheat off from. Brad got two lobs. They tried to throw to him. He knocked them both out of bounds. We got burnt early in the first half. I think their first basket we overhelped, and they found Washington in the corner for a three. But I think also you look at the accumulation of the game. Can you wear a team or an individual down, too, where maybe they're not as effective late in the game? And I know trying to keep guys fresh, they were talking about how they felt that they were going to be able to seize that because they could feel that they, the momentum and just the pace of the game and the physicality of it, that they were eventually, if we kept swinging, we were going to be able to get there. And they were right. They had players usually have the best feel of what's really going on the floor, and they can sense when we're in a good position, and they were very comfortable in those timeouts.
Well, the one thing, there was a lot said about the fact that Caleb Wesson's, he was very limited those last several minutes, but they're also a really good three-point shooting team.
Right.
At 40% coming into the game, and you hold them to 6-for-20. I don't know how many of the misses were good looks, but it seemed like you guys did a pretty good job of making them a little less comfortable at the three-point arc.
That's always that's a tricky, slippery slope at times that you want to put, more emphasis on Wesson and send an extra body towards him or stick a guy in the paint. But looking at their numbers, it was almost 41% from three, and it was a multitude of guys. It wasn't just one or two guys. So that was the biggest thing that we felt we had, that we couldn't let them shoot as many threes or make as many threes. Now obviously you can talk about that, and we had a plan like that a few years ago in Columbus, and we got bombarded with three.
One of those nights.
They went like 23 of 23 that night or whatever
it seemed like.
But, so you try to keep that momentum building play, and they miss some open ones too. But there's a lot of things that go into it that you hope that have a toll on a shooter's mentality or on shooter's legs, make them have to play more defense. There's a lineage of things that we could go into that hopefully have an impact to help you defensively.
You mentioned after the game that you've seen growth in your team really from the beginning, right? But
right.
The difference, it seemed like Friday night, was that even in some of the setbacks on the road, your team was right there in the final two or three minutes. And with lessons learned and applied from some of those previous games, that maybe was the difference on Friday?
Yeah, I think, we defended pretty well for the most part almost every game. Maybe there's NC State. It got away a little bit down the stretch of Rutgers. I thought it got away a little bit. But for the most part, our defensive numbers in terms of the analytics that we go by have been pretty good. So just continue to build on that, understanding that that travels. We can pack that on the road or neutral. It doesn't matter where. And just trying to work out some of the offensive kinks of being more efficient with the ball, not turning it over. And we weren't going to shoot 2-for-27 like we did. I thought that was rock bottom against New Mexico. That wasn't going to happen. We have too good of shooters that they were going to find a way to bounce themselves out of that. And understanding that we can still overcome and have success. We didn't shoot it exceptionally well at Ohio State. I mean, they're a pretty good defensive team too. But we found a way, and that's really what they've, I think, now learned. You find a way, and it doesn't matter. You don't get any style points. Let's just find a way to grind it out if we need to do that, and get to the free throw line if that needs to happen, and defend and rebound pretty well. And we did that for the most part all night.
All right, we'll take a break as the Badgers get ready to take on Illinois on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center, and we'll have more from the great Dane Hilldale in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience. An all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
One at home, one on the road again this week for the Badgers. Wednesday night against Illinois, and then Saturday afternoon against Penn State, a team that knocked off Iowa. They played at the Palestra on Saturday. When they were describing it, it seemed like it was about 150 degrees in there. But
that was exciting.
It was a heck of an atmosphere. And Greg, you were, you know, what was that? 05, 06, I think I want to say it was.
Right.
The Badgers were there in the Palestra, so nice historic venue. And I can imagine when it gets filled, it's a little toasty.
Yeah, no lockers, just your, there's a locker room, but it just has coat hooks.
Old school.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
every way.
So, no, that was, and we practiced there. And when we were out in Philly in 2016.
Oh, the tournament.
Okay, we practiced at the Palestra.
That's right.
Before playing out in Philadelphia. So it's a neat venue, you know, for obviously people that like the history of the game. It's a unique place to go, and I don't know if we'll get one there with Penn State coming down the road or not. There's been a little bit of buzz of that. But
would you be willing to do so?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't... I didn't see much of the game on Saturday, but it was buzzing pretty good.
It was really hot. There was the one thing that they talked about a lot. They had to make sure they kept
No ventilation. No,
not a lot of movement.
Probably no air conditioning in that place.
No, probably not. Hey, I want to get back to Friday. One of the key plays in the game. I would imagine you were asked about it in your news conference. You've run it more than once in the past, I would think. The names change, but it was Brevin setting a screen. Brad curls around that. Then Nate sets a screen a little wider. Brevin curls around that. Take us through that. Is part of it just to kind of confuse the defense where they get caught in the wash
a little bit? It's part of a series that we've kind of put together, and it's grown actually some since Coach Krabenoff brought it from South Dakota State. And I wanted an out-of-bounds series that we could be more aggressive at scoring since you have the ball so close. And so we've started with the base series that they had used, and we've kind of added things and tweaked things as we've gone forward in the last 2 or 3 years. And, yeah, that one happens to be called four pop. So it's typically the four, but we mix and match. And, you know, the unique thing about that during that ball had just gotten knocked out of bounds, and they were over-reviewing. As I told Trice today in the film session, I'm not sure where he was going because it wasn't a lot of daylight going baseline. But
it was a tight window, yes.
It was a very tight window he was trying to throw it through. But when we came to the sideline, there was discrepancy with the officials of we thought we could choose which side it was on, and I didn't know why they were saying that. But it ended up not being the case. Well, anyway, when we were didn't know which side it was going to be taken out on, and I had a couple things in mind of what we might do. And I said, and Brevin was in the game and had him in mind. I said, Brevin, which side do you want to run to? He goes, I don't care. I'm going to make it anyway. So I'm like, okay, I guess it doesn't matter. I have to lobby for one side or the other.
Yeah. Nice.
So we end up going with four pop. And, yeah, Brad did the indie cut, as we call. He wrapped the first one, and Brevin went off the second one. And
Brevin was saying afterwards that he's kind of developed a little chemistry with Nate on getting a bump in a screen.
Right.
And it helps his own confidence knowing that Nate will set him free.
The screeners are played just as vital a role as any shooter. In the two that we've had in the time I've been here in the 18 years, the two guys that worked the best together were Wilkinson and Penny. Had a unbelievable synergy between the two of them. And
so it does make a difference.
Absolutely. And I think the more experience, you can't just plug guys in there and go, okay,
right,
go do this.
Right.
But Brevin and Nate have gotten more experience now and reps together, and they understand and have become instinctual based on one's going, the other one is reading and reacting to it pretty well.
That's the best kind of, right, when it's unspoken. You just know it's eye contact. You just
exactly.
You know you don't have to say a word.
Right.
Yeah. No, that was a big moment in that game. Obviously, I know they came back and matched with a three of their own, but you mentioned the first segment, Dimitrik with the free throws there. That's probably a guy you'd love to have at the line, right? I mean, even though in that case he's an Ohio native, I'm sure he's got a lot of, you know, family and friends in the house, but probably the kind of player who wants to
right.
be that
well,
guy.
Well, the rebound that set those up by Tyler you know, came
time.
From that back left side baseline. And actually, when Trice drove to shoot the little teardrop, Tyler was open. His man ran up to Trice, but Tyler has a nose for the ball, but that was those type of things. You know, he had five offensive rebounds, but those are game-winning plays, and that's what you need when you're on the road. You want it to be a four-minute game, really what you want to be there, unless you can knock them out before that. Let's get to the last 4 minutes and see what we can do in the last seven or eight possessions.
Maybe one of your biggest shots was hit by Nate Reavers when he caught the pass on his
Tyler
hip.
Almost broke his
yes,
fingers.
He caught the pass on his hip and shot from the elbow, right? And made it.
Yeah, that was that one came a little hot.
That was.
Yeah, not quite ready. Like, oh, there it is, boom. Yeah. But good for him. But you're right. I mean, with Wall, Chris Holtman after the game saying didn't have an answer for number five. That was what he said. So a freshman who played like somebody
and he's
two or three years older than
exactly
that.
And he'll get more. He's doing all those things now as he gets stronger, gets a little heavier, gets more experience, and his game is going to continue to grow and grow.
Just think what happens when Eric gets his hands on him for
right.
a full year,
yeah.
and year two, year three. We will take a break. We'll have more with Coach Greg Gardner at the Great Dane Hilldale as the Coaches Show continues in 2 minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
It's a well-known fact that some types of breast cancer are inherited. They are passed down from parents to children, affecting women and sometimes men, generation after generation. A family history of breast cancer can leave you feeling anxious and alone. At the UW Health Breast Center's High Risk Paths Clinic, our specialists can help you determine your risk, offer support, and stand by your side every step of the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line, port in, credit approval, qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners. On Wisconsin!
It's the strong, steady game that prevails. I know. I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open winner, and businessman. With high deal activity and available cash, this is a seller's market. And Baker Tilly Capital's business advisors help you make the deals and bypass the bunkers along the way. Tap into their knowledge. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
Securities are offered through Baker Tilly Capital, LLC. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Badgers at home against Illinois on Wednesday night. Our coverage starts at 7. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock. Then at Penn State, 1:15 Central on Saturday afternoon. Out to State College, Illinois coming off a very impressive performance. Really just putting the clamps on Purdue last night. We'll get into the Illini here in a few minutes. Well, Greg, your guys have done this a time or two this season. They've done it in the past when you go on the road. Normally, everything is very structured in the hotel. But you got them out, and no cell phones allowed. So
yeah.
They like that now? Are
they do.
Used
they do.
To it?
You know, it's I don't want to take up the whole segment of talking about it, but we did it a few years ago. We went to Indiana, and did it and tried it. And we're just during the break, there was no students on Indiana's campus, so it was quiet, and we could migrate from the hotel to the restaurant and not be bothered too much. And you know, put the cell phones in the bucket as we were leaving the hotel, and you know, it resulted in a win. So of course, everything revolves around that.
But, of course,
you know, as I tell the team all the time, I can't text you or Snapchat or send you an Instagram to say block out or run back faster or take care of the ball. That has to be verbal communication. I think in today's age, we spend so much time on our devices and caught so much into social media and the electronic component that we lose the interpersonal communication. And what that just does, it forces guys to talk to each other because they can't have their phones to play on during the meal. So we did it when we went to Tennessee. I like it because we found a great restaurant. Calhoun's on the river.
Oh, the barbecue.
Oh, the barbecue place. Yeah. It was outstanding. and obviously and the guys like it too. I think they like breaking up the monotony of sitting at the hotel, and even though the hotels do a good job, and then we decided to do it again in Columbus, and it worked, so I'm sure we'll do it again in State College.
Well, Tyler Wall said after the game, I asked him, did you enjoy going out with your teammates, no self? He said, yeah, because it brought him closer to the group. He said, not that he wasn't before, but he felt more a part of the group since you've done this. And, you know, being the freshman,
you
can understand,
exactly.
Right?
And it's unique because when we have phones on the bus, and you guys have been on the bus, it's relatively quiet.
Mm-hmm. Very
but
much so.
But we take the phones away, it's like the bus is just a buzz. They're singing. All kinds of stuff is going on. I think it definitely, they enjoy it. They understand it. But it also just naturally, they connect a little faster. And personalities start to come out, too, because you'll find guys that maybe were a little more reserved and could hide behind the phone. Now, all of a sudden, they start singing a song or leading in. Yeah, you learn a lot by sitting in the front, just listening. I just sit up there and listen, and somebody's leading something or somebody's the loud voice in the group.
But we were talking, Matt and I were talking about it after the game on Friday. That was as loud a bus as we've heard. And historically, all the teams here have been pretty quiet, win or lose. You couldn't tell.
Right.
If you sat in the bus or the plane, you wouldn't know if they won or lost for the most part.
Right.
You could tell on Friday.
It was good. Yeah, they let themselves enjoy it, and then when it's time to get ready for the next one, they get ready for the next one.
Yeah, and I think that was what you heard on the bus Friday after the game, even though they had their phones in hand. That was what it was like when we took the phones away. It's, you know, nonstop chatter, and which is, you know, I think at the end of the day, good. We get too connected. I think I told you, Mike, I think you did an article about it. I want them to be more connected to each other than they are to Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So there's one way to do it, and maybe we'll take them away during shoot around or practice or game before practice, whatever. But
as we sit here with three phones on the table,
we're all checking here, looking.
Yeah, we're multitasking.
Yeah, Patrick and I are like, hey, can you do this? I would imagine it reminds you of the earlier years here, pre Twitter, where on the bus ride to and from practice, there's more chatter, or certainly the days at Milwaukee
Platteville, because there weren't cell phones, but also you had long trips, and number one, most guys slept, but. But you had movies, you know, so there was movie interaction and there was laughing and there was something you were sharing together. And they, you know, Superior was like a 4-movie trip and, Whitewater was a 1-movie trip. And so you had that kind of common thing to share together. And we did the meals. We never catered anything or did any hotels. You were, you know, trying to squeeze, you know, rub 2 nickels together to get a dime in Division III. And you found the cheapest restaurant you could find, and you all sat at one big table, and like I said, pre-cell phone, but you were in those environments much more.
Who chose the movies?
They had to be pre-approved for the most part, usually seniors, or we really didn't have a video. It was like a manager, senior manager that would do it, but for the most part, Coach Ryan had to kind of, there were barometers. It was a pretty wide scope, but there were some bumpers. Although they were at times very far apart, the lane was pretty wide.
Well, especially those 4-movie bus rides, right?
It's 4 up, and then you got 4 back.
Oh my!
Although coming back from Superior, usually, you know, after you see, you know, 10 feet of snow, and those were late nights. You usually had a pillow and you were bundled up and
You learned how to sleep on a bus. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you found out that it would. You could survive and do it. It was okay.
This is going to be a dumb question. We're going to ask it anyway because I'm good at asking dumb questions. The Badgers travel really well now. Everything is good. Is there a part of you that, in a strange way, kind of misses that? Like, I don't know if you want to do it all over again, but something about those long bus rides.
Yeah, those were neat because you'd have different stops. You know, we had one in Rice Lake we would stop called Dev's, and the restaurant's not there anymore. I circled through Rice Lake when I was there for a player that didn't come to Wisconsin a few years ago, but Dev's no longer exists. But they had we usually got spaghetti. And at Dev's, it was called Soup Getty. That's what our players called it because it was a little, you know, runny, more runny than normal. So we had different, you know, all those type of experiences, restaurants. We had Leskie's here in Madison. We would stop here on the way to Stevens
Great
Point.
Great sports restaurant.
Yeah. Right on the Beltline, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a stop for Oshkosh, Whitewater, Stevens Point was always there. That was the pregame meal spot. If we go La Crosse, River Falls Stout, or that side of the state, we go up and usually on the Minnesota side, like Winona, Red Wing, some there, we'd hit a country chef or a country kitchen.
That works.
Yeah. One day we showed up at the country kitchen, and it had caught on fire between the time we had left Platteville and arrived, and hence our pregame meal didn't exist.
So much for that.
So much for that. Let's reconvene somewhere else.
Thanks for indulging us in that, Greg, because by the way, if you haven't noticed, Mike and I, we like to ask about food. So if we're not going to consume it, we'll talk about it. So we will take a break. We'll talk about the Illini as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Another Big Ten test coming up for the Badgers on Wednesday night. 8 o'clock tip against Brad Underwood's Illinois Fighting Illini, a team that really just put it to Purdue last night. Matter of fact, Illinois never did trail in that game, 63-37, the Illini over the Boilermakers. You know, it's a Purdue team that's had some really impressive wins. And then last night, it shot 15 of 60. I would guess, Greg, that Matt Painter is saying, yeah, there were some good looks. But maybe there were a lot of not-so-good looks, too. Yeah. Illinois defensively must have done something.
Defensively has done some really good things. And, you know, and I understand, having been in those shoes of what Purdue experienced, there are nights when you can't throw in the ocean from a boat. And Purdue had some layup looks, had some free throws they missed, but Illinois really does a good job of, they've adjusted a little bit what they do defensively, and Still pressure you within a certain bubble, but not maybe as extended as much. And I think that's kept them a little more compact. And some of it's playing the two big guys together. I think that's maybe lent to it a little bit. But they have done some good things defensively.
How do you simulate someone as big as Coburn? I mean, he's what? What is he listed at right now?
7 feet, 290. Kofi Coburn.
Yeah.
From Houston, we Jamaica. He's cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Didn't notice baby fat there, really, right?
Well, I can't. It's not legal for me to tape two of my scout team players together to really form as big as he is. I mean, it's just, you know, we'll adjust really fast on Wednesday night, I hope. But, yeah, he is a big boy. And obviously, I think that's helped Benesvili, you know, free him up a little bit and put as much pressure in the post on him. But and then their guard play. Denisumo and Frazier have taken another step. And Griffin, the Griffin kid, has been playing really well off the bench.
Yeah, 16-12 last
year. Yeah, I think the last three or four games, he's been their leading scorer on average for the most part. But, they present a lot of problems in different ways.
Mike and I were talking, watching your practice today, but we were talking about Illinois. Travion Williams is a big man for Purdue, and Coburn made him look like not so big and just ripped the ball away from him on a putback. I mean, that gives you, you know, should give fans an idea of how strong this guy is and a little skill set to go
he's
with
it. He's just learning how to play.
Yeah.
Right. He just started playing when he was 15, and he made a catch against Michigan in the Michigan game where the pass thrown to the high post was a little, and he, like, reached out with his right hand. It was like a suction cup. It just, like, grabbed it out of the air with one hand.
Like a bear getting a fish out of the water?
Yeah, just like he was grabbing a softball. It was like a softball in his hands. And he kind of played with it and faked it to one guy and gave it to the next. But, yeah, he had to reach. I don't know what his wingspan is, but the pass wasn't on target. So he went one-handed, and he did it Odell Beckham, except he just swallowed the ball with his hand.
It's interesting. You were talking a couple of minutes ago about how Coach Underwood has changed a couple things defensively. Interesting how it works when coaches get into this league, and I think a lot of people will – think immediately of John Beilein.
Right.
Went for, you know, 1-3-1 forever and a day. That changed. Right. Big Ten kind of does that to you, right? You got to change to it.
Mark of a good coach that you adapt and kind of evolve, you know, whether it's evolving with your own personnel, evolving within the league. But I think John even found, having talked to him about it, why he went away from it. It was the evolution of even playing against more teams in the Midwest, Big Ten being the primary part of it, but it was just the guard play against his 1-3-1 was more consistent and a little more patient than what he had seen, you know, on the East Coast and South, and it wasn't as effective, so he had to change and adapt to what was going to work.
And it worked well, obviously, in Beilein now in his first year with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll take a break. We'll have more with Coach Greg Gard coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Hey Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners on Wisconsin.
Alliant Energy Community Connections, powering beyond in the communities we serve. Alliant Energy's Drive Out Hunger golf outing raises money from business partners to support food banks in Iowa and Wisconsin. This year, Drive Out Hunger raised more than $450,000 to support 7 food banks through Wisconsin and Iowa. Since 2007, we've put more than 14.8 million meals on family tables. Alliant Energy, powering beyond in the communities we serve.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Great Guard Show here at the Great Dane Hilldale. By the way, next week we are pre-recorded, and then we'll be back for a stretch of live shows here. So if you're in the area, coming out and see us, and more importantly, coming out and see the Badgers on Wednesday night against Illinois at 8 o'clock at the Kohl Center. We're going to shift to football because I know many of you Badger fans know Coach Guard has developed a nice relationship with Mike McCarthy over the years in his time with the Green Bay Packers, a very successful run. This season, he kind of took a step back, time with family and regrouping, looking for the next gig, and he looks no more. Head coach now of the Dallas
landed
Cowboys.
Pretty well, didn't
That's
he?
A good landing spot, yeah. The Dallas Cowboys.
I'm happy for Mike. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I've decided not to even text him because I know he's got a lot of other things way more important than connecting with me. But, no, I'm happy for Mike because he obviously, getting to know him over the last 3 or 4 years, terrific, obviously really good football coach, but even better person and family guy and dad and husband. And so happy for him. And obviously I think he's jumping into a pretty good place. The NFC just got a little more interesting. I don't own any Cowboys gear yet, but I had a couple of players offer like, hey, Trevor Anderson and Demetric Trice are both Cowboy fans.
I'm sure Joe Krabenhoff had some sort of comment, though, for it.
Well, he's gloating about the Vikings doing the Packers a favor
now. You like that?
Yeah, yeah. We take care of the Saints for you. Okay, you want us to take care of the Niners for you, too? And
he mention that to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was all over that.
to refresh some of the people who may not be aware, but your friendship's been kind of steadily evolved with Mike McCarthy, hasn't
right.
it, over
yeah.
the years?
And it's he came down here, our Eastern Illinois game, and then I think football was playing Iowa at the time and that weekend. So he stayed, and we went to dinner on Friday night and then got a chance to watch the game together. And that's an interesting experience. I mean, I kind of know football, but not like sitting and listening to him watch it and from above and watch those two teams go at it and talk about, you know, two physical offensive and defensive lines. And he loved it. He loved that part of
did.
It. But, you know, he had taken this time over the last year to really dig back to his time with the Saints, the Niners, the Chiefs, and even his time with the Packers, and kind of like what, take a step back, do a deep study. And I said, Mike, what have you kind of found out? What it's, and he came back to, the game has evolved a little bit through this formations and those things and throwing it, but he said the one thing that jumps out, no matter where I've been, what level, coordinator, head coach, fundamentals matter. And I shared that with our team. You know, he's spoken to him probably on three. He spoke to him that night of the Eastern Illinois game and talked about preparation and fundamentals and those things. But talking about that then, coincidentally, the whatever it was, January 2nd, I met with the team again, or January 2nd it was, because we had the New Year's Day early practice before the football game, and just brought up another point that fundamentals matter. You know, our football team, you know, had four turnovers and some penalties, and I said, you, regardless of sport, baseball, if you can't field ground balls and throw to first, if you miss cutoff guys, Matt, you're around baseball, if you have bad base running errors,
oh, yeah.
in our sport, if you fumble it and throw it away too much, if you foul silly and do goofy things, just fundamental aspects. If you turn the puck over in your own zone too much, that hurts your team. So regardless, and he brought up a great point that weekend, that it will never change. It stood the test of time, and it gets camouflaged in different ways, but you have to be fundamentally sound.
Well, isn't it true of both of your teams, Paul, Chris teams, when you hear an opposing coach say, They don't beat themselves, right? I think it's the most flattering thing that can be said right. about your program. They don't beat themselves, which then puts the onus on you
right,
to play at a different level.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, there's always that old coach's line, it isn't about the team that makes the most spectacular plays, it's the team that makes the fewest mistakes.
Right, right.
Kind of what you've been,
exactly.
what you're stressing to these guys. So yeah, good for Coach McCarthy. Travis Frederick might help you out, too, if you need some.
That's right. I got Travis. Trice and Anderson Trevor were... They were smiling big today.
It's kind of interesting.
Why would
with
they
Trevor,
be Cowboys fans?
Yeah, with Trevor. Especially Trevor.
Came from his dad. His dad is it was passed down
okay.
that way. And I think Trice was the same thing. I think there's a family,
okay.
you know, that kind of baptized into it a little bit. And
I would say being from the same neck of the woods as Dimitri Trice, the Bengals haven't given a lot to
yeah,
shout
there's
about.
Yeah, there's not an in-state yeah. team to cheer for, the Bengals or the Browns.
No, it's a little rough. So you have to stretch it a little bit. Yeah, with Trevor, it's a... I would imagine he's partying.
Well,
very
he likes
few.
The Yankees too, so
you he know, just likes to stir it.
Exactly, he likes
kind
to stir
of a
the pot. Exactly,
like.
Yeah. He can obviously tell whoever was hoisting trophies when he was a kid. That's what he latched onto.
We'll take a break back with our remaining minutes with head coach Greg Gard here at the Great Dane Hilldale. Right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, Badger fans. Matt LePay here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. If they're in Madison or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, the official logistics company of Wisconsin Athletics.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At UW Health, our pediatric transplant teams are working to save the lives of our smallest patients. As one of the nation's largest transplant centers, our experts have saved more children's lives than any other program in the state. And we're currently researching new ways to reduce the need for lifelong medications following a transplant. So, in the end, not only do these children receive the organs they so desperately need, but live happy and healthy lives as well. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. Today's game is brought to you by the official product partners of the Kohl Center and Wisconsin Athletics. Proud partners include Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Shermake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. You can find all of these great products on game day at concession stands throughout the Kohl Center. Thank you to all of our official product partners. On Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that?
Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Tomorrow night in the Big Ten, Ohio State's on the road playing against Maryland. Penn State will be taking on Rutgers in Piscataway. And then Iowa and Nebraska. Badgers back at it Wednesday against Illinois. And I think I should have checked this here a while ago, but it's still a solid dozen teams in the Big Ten in the top 50 net rankings right now. And it's, if it's not exactly right, it's going to be very close. I mean,
yeah,
it's
12 just of us kinda, were.
Yeah, it's yeah. just the nature of the beast. Michigan State obviously looked really impressive here yesterday, but Rutgers, Greg, they look like yeah. they may be real. Mm-hmm. Penn State,
they're for real.
For real. I mean, yeah. you just kind of go down the line. The strength of this league, you guys are going to be beating each other up here. For
yeah,
the
and I think what we found with the net is, you know, there's kind of behind closed doors in the coaches' meetings the last couple of years, there's been a pretty strong drumbeat from the standpoint of
beef up your non-conference schedule. And I think that's what you're seeing now. The result of that is you have so many teams that have done a pretty good job of playing relatively difficult non-conference schedules, and hence, you know, maybe not some records are maybe some teams are better than what they really are in terms of the records, and some teams maybe not. But I think overall our league's done a pretty good job of not ducking competition, and I think it's shown.
And it pays off in the end. I mean, that's the most important thing.
You know, I had one of the officials grab me late in the game Friday night, and he had games in November and December, and said, "Greg, hey, your team's really gotten better." And I said, "Yeah, you know, we had to figure some things out in November and December, growing pains and, you know, some hard things to get through in New York, obviously." And he goes, "Well, that's okay. That's what November and December are for." And, you know, now we're playing better. We've grown through some things, and I don't know if you experienced that. If you really don't get tested and quite frankly beat, you learn the most by going through some adversity. And I think that pushed us to grow up faster than maybe what in November or early December we were ready for. And hopefully as we go forward, there's going to be we can put that to good use.
No, I asked you, or we both did, probably half jokingly multiple times in recent weeks, like the schedule looked good in July, and then when you're in the midst of it, but players like that.
Oh yeah, they do.
They want to have those.
They want competition.
And
they want those type of games and those type of venues. And I think, like I said, it's helped us. We've already seen it in the games that we've been able to win. And you know, it's not always fun going through it because you want to come through with a nice shiny record. But I use an analogy today at the overtime club. I'm not sure, Marv, if you guys all got that, the jelly donut and the pineapple. Yeah, comparing the schedule between you could have a jelly donut.
You know, you've got our interest because it's food.
It's food. We're there. All right, maybe Dave will give us the old, like, we're going to go to commercial. But the jelly donut, frosting, full of jelly, a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Looks really good, right? Tastes awesome, right? You bite into it, you get a quick sugar high. Mm. Problem is that doesn't last very long. The pineapple over here, we might cut our hands grabbing it. We might have to cut our fingers with a knife trying to open the pineapple up. But once we get inside, it really tastes good, and it's better for you than this jelly donut. So a schedule maybe that looks on the outside looks like a really good record, tastes sweet. Everybody loves the look of it, the taste of it right now. It doesn't last long. The more beneficial thing is this pineapple that you had to get your fingers scarred up trying to get into over the course of time.
See, the problem with Luke and I is if it doesn't last long, we just have another jelly donut. Okay. We go in two.
Double the sugar.
Right, that's right.
Is it kind of like a pina colada count for the pineapple?
We didn't get these physiques overnight.
Mike didn't get it. Mike had the confused look on his face either. Like half of the room today.
We'll take a break back to wrap things up.
He'll explain it later.
Thank you.
We'll be back to wrap things up after we get a couple jelly donuts. Right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know, being a Badger fan is about more than the game. It's about family. That's why you're invited to join the American Family Insurance Badger Fam Club. Visit amfam.com/badgers to become a member. Fam Club members will enjoy exclusive content and be entered for a chance to win the ultimate college basketball championship experience, an all-expenses-paid trip to the basketball championship games. Visit amfam.com/badgers today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Get official rules at amfam.com/badgers.
As life grows busier each day, it becomes apparent that we need to focus on the things we value. At Cleary Building Corp, our people are what we value most. From the team hammering nails to our Cleary sales specialists, we trust in their experience and talent. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. For over 41 years, you have allowed us to protect the things you value, be it storage for your RV and boat, or a building for your business or animals. Let our amazing team protect the things you value. Get the building of your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around your lifestyle. Time spent enjoying the comforts of your apartment space and with neighbors that have become like family. Choose the fit that is right for you, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, and short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay. Find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it. Locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, and Baraboo. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more about available accommodations in each community setting.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Three games of the Big Ten slate tomorrow. As we mentioned, Ohio State at Maryland, Penn State at Rutgers, Iowa at Nebraska. Badgers have the 8 o'clock game on Wednesday night. The game in front of them will be in Bloomington as Northwestern on the road taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. Badgers now 2-1 in Big Ten play, 9-5 overall, and winners of four straight. They'll look to make it five straight. On Wednesday, our coverage will start at 7. Tip time is 8 o'clock. Stay with us on some of these Badger Network stations. Badger Prime is up next with Mike Keller and from The Athletic, Jesse Temple. Otherwise, Luke and I will talk to you Wednesday night for the Kohl Center for the Badgers and the Illini. Thanks for listening to the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network, this has been the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years and counting, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.